Okay. Now, let's just go through these things again.
Okay.
Your address?
My address is South Calumet.
And your full name?
Meade.
And your age?
39.
And your place of birth?
I was born in Lawrenceville, Virginia.
And you left Lawrenceville at what age?
I lived in a city called Portsmouth, Virginia, but I left there when I was about 15. And I was in school in West Virginia until I was about 19.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in Washington, D.C. From about 2 years, from 43 until 45. I wasn't in the service. I was a civilian employee in the Navy Department.
Uh-huh. And then?
I came to Chicago after that, and I've been here.
I see. In about 1946, 45?
Yeah, 45, 46, something like that.
Chicago since 1945, 46. Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about your education now?
Well, I got a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration from West Virginia State College.
Okay. And where did you go? You went to high school in West Virginia?
No, in Virginia, and then I went to college. In West Virginia. See, I finished high school
in
Virginia.
Oh, when you were 15, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was a bright boy then, you know.
Moving along.
Yeah, well, I got my degree when I was about 19, so.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't even finished high school. I was in the Army when I was 19.
Yeah.
Now, what organizations do you belong to? What I'm interested in here is social contacts. So groups or clubs or religious, anything that you belong to?
I'm a member of the Episcopal Church. I had been active off and on with the West Virginia State Alumni Association. I was a member of a fraternity and I was in school, but I haven't actually participated in any of their activities.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, that's about all as far as clubs and such.
Sure. The Episcopal Church, is that the Christ Church? Is that the, or is it?
No, this is St. Edmund's down here.
Uh-huh. They've got a lot of good things going on there.
They do. Yeah, this is the church that I was talking about. You know, they told me that I've got some people in my caseload who are basic illiterate, you might say, and you know they say if you get them in school, we'll help them with their tutoring process.
Yeah, that's
what
Mrs. Cordes is working with. Well, what is your role here then?
I'm a caseworker as such, and it's our primary responsibility to determine eligibility for assistance, and then to proceed to redetermine.
Uh-huh.
Continued eligibility, and to provide the services that the agency as such has at its disposal, you know.
Do you have to go out and...
we're out in the field at least 2 days a week on an average, and in the office, three.
Yeah, I want to ask you, are these people really hostile? I've heard talk, you know, in fact, this is what I was told, you know, about going out. They said they're going to think you're a spy for ADC, you know.
Some of them are. I mean, I have run into some hostilities.
Sure,
primarily you run into a hostility wherein it's a man that's not supposed to be in the home and
he happens
to be there, you know.
Sure.
He's a little resentful of you coming by. Mm-hmm. But as a general rule, I haven't encountered any hostility. Now, I have a very odd situation because I happen to be assigned a caseload that's all white. Now, this is a rarity as such, as far as the county of Cook is concerned.
Pretty good idea.
And I guess about 80% of the people that I come in contact with, especially the old age recipients, are foreign birth, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I have one heck of a language barrier where this is involved, you know. And many people just assume that by my coming out there, I know how to speak Yugoslavic or Czechoslovak.
Yeah, sure.
So it's quite interesting, though.
You don't have many hillbillies then.
I do have some. Uh-huh. They're at